Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today. Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, reaction to the first interview by former Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson since he opted to play football in Saudi. Why journalist Declan Lynch says taking the driving test at least 14 times has made him a better motorist. Solicitor for the Guildford Four, Alistair Logan, on the legacy bill and the implications for Northern Ireland. If we had the choice, most of us would want to spend our last days in our own home. But the Irish Hospice Foundation says it can be challenging for many reasons. Once an essential social hub in every town and village in the country, historian Dermot Ferriter on the Irish pub, now and then. Text us on 51551. You can also email todaycb@rte.ie. First this morning, the amount of corporation tax collected in August was over €1 billion less than in the same month last year. The Department of Finance says that a sharp decline had been expected, but that the 36% drop was somewhat higher than anticipated. So should households temper their expectations for a bonanza in the forthcoming budget? Well, Cliff Taylor is a columnist with the Irish Times and joins me now. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Claire.
So far what we've heard this year is what do we do with our corporation tax windfall, setting up a sovereign wealth fund to save it responsibly. And now we have this news about the corporation tax receipts last month falling by 36%. What's the reason for that?
Yeah, it's certainly, I think, a warning shot for the government and a sign that the potential volatility of this source of tax revenue, which, as we know, depends on a very small number of companies. Now, we don't know the precise reason for it. What we do know is that there was an unexpected jump in corporation tax revenues in August of last year. And there was speculation at the time that one of the reasons was that Apple, which is one of our big taxpayers, that a big payment by it may have been responsible for that. And we can speculate that because we know what time of year it pays its tax at. So it is possible that Apple is again paying its tax this year, and it's a bit lower than everyone had expected. There are no doubt other companies in there as well. But I think the real test will come in the months ahead, in October and particularly in November. Most companies have a December year end, so they will pay a big lump, if you like, of their corporation tax in November. So that will be a real test, I think, for the Exchequer. And I think the awkward thing, I suppose, to an extent, is that comes after the budget. Mm-hmm. So the ministers, Michael McGrath and Pascal Donoghue, are going to have to make a guesstimate on what the trends are going to be like next year. And this is, you know, it's too early to say that this is going to be a big problem. It's 1 month, but it is certainly a warning shot of how volatile this revenue can be. And a reminder that, you know, the world economy is slowing. Corporation taxes are falling a bit for big pharma companies. They've got a big boost, of course, during COVID. And they're also, the tech sector is under pressure. And they are the two big sectors that supply the vast bulk of our corporation tax.
And Cliff, you were saying that it'll be important to see what happens in October and November. So the state has no way of seeing what's coming down the track before those months.
No. I mean, I'm sure there's, you know, tic-tacking between the revenue and the companies involved, and they will have made preliminary payments earlier this year, based on their expectations. So the government has some information there, but no, it doesn't have full information. It has to wait for the money to come in November. November is always the big month for corporation tax. So that is a little bit tricky, if you like, that to an extent, the budget will be drawn up flying blind, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And the Minister for Finance has always flagged how vulnerable this source of income is. But what sort of a sense are you getting about the level of worry at government level around this?
I think this came as a surprise to them. I think because of the big increase in corporation tax last August, that there had been a decrease expected. There appeared to have been some one-off factors in last August figures. We don't know exactly what. So there had been some fall-off expected this year in August, and perhaps a reasonably substantial one. But the Department of Finance did say in its own statement that the decrease was greater than expected. So I think there is some concern there, all right. And the figures for the next few months will certainly be closely watched. As I say, we do know that the pharma sector, which is one of our big taxpayers, is making less money this year because it got a huge boost during COVID-19. Companies like Pfizer, who are big taxpayers here, obviously made a lot of money out of vaccines, for example. And we know the problems of the tech sector. So there are warning signs there, and I think a bit of concern in government circles, all right. I mean, there's no panic. There's no doubt that, you know, the Exchequer is going to be in surplus this year. They're going to be able to afford the basic parameters of the budget as set out. But I think it does raise some questions about the outlook for next year and the year after.
And apart from corporation tax, if we look at the annual rate of tax revenue growth, what's happening with income tax?
Yeah, the growth rate in income tax is slowing as well. That's perhaps no surprise because it had been in double figures earlier in the year. Because there's been a huge increase in the number of people at work. And there have been signs in the last couple of months' figures that increase is topping out because unemployment is at a very low level. There are labour shortages, as we know, in most sectors of the economy. So the increases we're seeing in income tax now are probably more related to people getting wage increases than actually more people being at work. So I think we can expect the growth rate there to slow a bit as well. So overall, the rate of growth in tax revenues is slowing. It's still healthy, still over 6%. No reason for panic, if you like, but the period of really strong growth in tax revenues may be running out of steam.
And I said at the beginning that households might have to temper their expectations for a bonanza in the budget, which is coming up next month. How do you think this is going to affect those decisions?
Yeah, I mean, it really built up, I suppose, over the summer. The June figures were so strong. And as you say, bonanzas were spoken about. And even up to this weekend, there was discussion about, you know, what could be given to households in the budget. And it seemed to be being bid up all the time, if you like, in the political arena. I think the government has laid out the framework for the permanent changes in the budget of around 6.4 billion. So I think they're going to stick with that. So we are going to see a tax package in the budget. There will be increases in tax bans and credits to account for inflation. I don't think they're going to be, you know, huge increases, but noticeable nonetheless. The government has promised that it will do something for renters. So we had the €500 credit last year. I think that's going to be increased. Something is going to be done for landlords. That's been well singled. And we're going to see fairly significant increases in spending and increases in core social welfare rates and the like. So we know that even if the precise breakdown of it is still to be fought over and agreed, I think where this could have an impact is on the once-off temporary measures. So we saw over 4 billion in temporary measures in last year's budget. So we had a double child benefit payment week, an extra double welfare week, as well as the Christmas bonus and once-off payments across a number of other welfare headings. And of course, the €200 tax credits. Sorry, electricity credits.
The energy credits, yeah. So that's where you think this could have an impact on all of those things.
I think so. I mean, we are still going to see once-off measures in the budget, but I think we could see from the statement that Michael McGrath made last night, kind of warning his cabinet colleagues, not very subtly, that, you know, this shows how volatile things can be and that we have to measure what we do versus sustainability in the public finances. I think he and Pascal Donohue will try and draw back on the once-off measures this year. There will certainly be some in the energy area because bills there are still high, but they may be less generous than they were last year. I think that is where the budget battle is going to be fought over the next few weeks, if you like. And the other question then is that there was a lot of talk, as you mentioned in your intro, about a sovereign wealth fund and an investment fund. And it may be that some recalculation is needed of the amounts of money that might be available for that over the next 3 or 4 years when we see what's going to happen to corporation tax over the next few months.
You see, the fact that we're not going to know what's coming in terms of corporation tax in October and November until after the budget, that might be helpful to government, because if they decide not to do some of those once-off credits, they can point to August. Mm. They might have good figures in October and November, but we won't know about them.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think certainly in the politics of it, you could see in the statement that the two budget ministers put out last night, they're going to use this to try and keep
a lid on the demands.
A lid on public demands, and more particularly a lid on demands from their cabinet colleagues. So yes, I mean, it is politically difficult, I suppose, for the government too, because they don't know what the trends are going to be heading into the autumn. You know, I think they're going to bash ahead. I think we're going to still see a generous budget, the $6.4 billion in permanent measures. There will be significant other temporary measures as well. They just mightn't be as much as we had hoped for. Okay. But I think possibly the real importance of this is looking out to next year and the year after, and whether the sums are going to have to be revised if there is a bit of a fall off or even a stabilisation in corporation tax.
Well, look, I want to look ahead with my final question to you on something completely different but not unrelated. Mortgage interest increases. People are so worried about this because it has represented a huge increase in household spending, Cliff. What do you think the ECB's plans are now for mortgage rates looking ahead?
Yeah, I mean, this has been a huge hit for people, particularly people on tracker mortgages and on some variable rates. There's a lot of debate in the markets about whether there's another increase coming from the ECB next week. It seems to be pretty much a 50-50 call at the moment. There are signs that inflation in the Eurozone has eased off a bit. Growth has certainly slowed down significantly, and you know, some of the big economies are going quite slowly. But there will certainly be people on the ECB governing council who want to send, you know, one last shot, if you like, in the battle to ensure that or to hopefully ensure that inflation comes down. So I think we could see one more increase next week, or if we don't, it'll certainly be held in reserve by the ECB and threatened for the subsequent meeting, which I think is at the end of October. I suppose if you wanted to look for some positive news, that it's likely that's going to be the end of it for now. Rates may stay at that level for well into next year, depending on the inflation outlook. It's very hard to know when and if they might fall. But we're certainly at or near the peak, I think, painful as that has been for people, particularly the rate at which the increases have come.
Cliff, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. That's Cliff Taylor from the Irish Times.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.